As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here with you on this Saturday, the Saturday before Thanksgiving 2020. And boy, what a ride it's been to get here, huh? How many of you guys are planning on celebrating this year, Thanksgiving? Or are you going to stay locked away in your house, locked away from your family and your friends, and follow the orders from our dictator queen, Kate Brown? I can tell you I will not, and I kindly reminded my neighbors that snitches get stitches. So that's kind of where I stand on the whole thing. I will not allow government to tell me I cannot celebrate the holidays with my family and friends. I will not allow government to tell me how many people I'm allowed to have in my house, how many people I'm allowed to be with, ever, for that matter. I'm sick and tired of what's going on. It is completely a violation of our rights. And if we, the American people, aren't willing to stand up, if we are not willing to fight for our rights, if we are not willing to fight for this republic, we've got a hard road ahead of us. Because guess what, my friends? They're winning. They're winning the battle. And why are they winning? It's because we have been playing defense. That's it. That's all we do. And we're nice about it at that. You know what? There's never been a game in history won purely from defense. There's never been a war in history won purely from defense. It's time to start playing offense. It's time to start playing by our rules. It's time to start playing like our life depends on it, our country depends on it, our freedom and liberty depend on it, the future of our children depend on it. If we're not willing to do it for us, we should do it for them. We should do it for the ones we've lost, our founding fathers, our soldiers, our military that have fought and died and gave everything, gave all to give us this gift of freedom, to keep this republic alive and going, to protect us, to defend us. We should be willing to do it for them because by God, they did it for us. Where are we? Where are we? I keep hearing we, right? It's time for us as individuals to take action. You can say we all you want, and then you sit back down and you don't know anything about it. It's time for you. It's time for you as an individual to stand up and take action, engage, do something about this, organize your community. It's time for me to do more in my community. We are all responsible, my friends. And if we just sit by here and wait for our neighbor to take care of business for us, it's not going to happen. I don't think you guys understand how paramount this next couple weeks is going to be for this country. And it's not just at the state level. What's going on with our elections right now, with what's going on with the president election, with Donald Trump, the potential fraud in the election, not potential fraud. We know for a fact that there is gross amounts of cheating happening. We know for a fact that the fraud that has taken place is enormous, that it's coordinated, that it's well-funded. We know it's a rolling coup. This has been planned for months and months, maybe years. They've been planning this since 2016. As soon as they realized that Donald Trump actually won the election, they've been working hard to do everything they can to get him removed from office. We know the lies. We know the conspiracies that aren't conspiracies in reality. The fake Russia story, the Ukraine story. We know how the FBI and the CIA and all the other agencies worked against this president, this administration. And we know what the Democrat Party is capable of, and we know how vile they are. We should not be surprised that they would do something like this in our election. We are in trouble, my friends. We're in trouble here in Oregon. And we're in trouble as a country, and it's time for us to stand up. And whether you're standing up to your governor, demanding your right to congregate, your right to worship the Lord, your right to celebrate Thanksgiving with your friends and your family, or whether it's demanding that we need integrity in our election process, because that right there is the most important thing to protect this republic. But it starts in your own community. That's the point. If you're not willing to stand up for what's right in your own community, you're going to be too lazy and too unwilling to stand up what's right on the bigger scale. And we're just going to keep getting bulldozed. We're going to keep getting railroaded. Let me tell you something, my friends. With what we're seeing going on right now, everything ties together. The COVID scandal. Yeah, it's a scandal now. Yeah, we know COVID's real, but the way they're using it, the way they're manipulating us, the way they're stripping our freedom, mark my words, it's about this election. It's about winning the White House. It's about how they can control us, how they can scare us, how they can keep us locked away so we don't see what they're really doing. This country is on the brink of socialism, Marxism. It's homegrown now. My friends, we've got to stand up and fight. Our freedom is on the line. Freedom and liberty, they will not fall. Our Bill of Rights says it all. Don't tread on me means we will fight. We have God on the right. Take a knee, we will not. Too many Americans must have forgot. Patriots, however, remember it all. We will continue walking tall. A Boston Tea Party began our story. The shot heard around the world inspired Old Glory. The Declaration of Independence was signed while brave young boys formed in line. Blood was shed and lives were lost. Our founding fathers paid the cost. Our Revolutionary War was won. King George's tyrannical reign was done. 1776, the Republic was born. 13 colonies celebrate while mothers mourn. The Bible and the Constitution is our foundation. The United States is a Christian nation. 1861, we fought again in civil war for equality of all men. North and South, brother against brother. Divisiveness like no other. A proclamation was declared, and once again, our nation spared. We've witnessed evil throughout the years. We've always prevailed through blood, sweat, and tears. American values and a resolve we won't waver. Our enemies fear the tip of our saber. Despite all our efforts and wars we have fought, we have a young generation that still need to be taught. Hitler and Stalin set the tone. Fascism and Marxist are now homegrown. Socialism seduces the weak and the feeble, convincing fools government can make them all equal. The plan seems so simple. With just a tweak, we could thrive. Give government your money, they'll keep us alive. More rules, more regulations, more taxes, you'll see. They know what's best for you and me. Stay home, it's not safe. No school for your kids. Social gatherings and worship we strictly forbid. Tell on your neighbors for breaking the mandate. Who needs liberty when you've got Queen Kate? So how did we get here, our children may ask? It all started out with wearing a mask. Rest assured, this fight is not lost. We will defend America at all cost. patriots and allies both home and abroad will continue defending this republic, one nation, under God. And that, my friends, is exactly what we need to do. I've talked to you guys before about when is it that we draw that line in the sand? What is it that you're willing to do to protect your household, protect your family, and protect this country? And this last year, we have witnessed many, many good people, many people that we thought were strong patriots, back away, cower, form in line, follow like sheep. And to be honest, we're all a little bit guilty of that. Some of us are more outspoken, but when it comes to action, the majority of us are afraid. And that's exactly what the government wants. That's what they're looking for. That is what they have orchestrated here with this COVID. That is how they're trying to control us. And when they can do it that way, they can do all the other corrupt things that they've been working on to take over, to push this country over the top, to ultimately do away with this republic. And so I ask again, have you guys decided where that line is? Now, Kate Brown, with issuing these new mandates and putting us on lockdown again, I'm sorry, I have businesses I need to run, and I have friends' businesses that I need to support. And I'm going to do everything I can, and we're going to keep these businesses open. We're not going to stop living life, and we are not going to stop supporting our community. We are not going to watch businesses close their doors. Enough is enough. We know that they lied to us before. We know that they've lied to us about the masks. We know during the first lockdown, it's just a couple weeks just to get over the curve. Mark my words, this 2 weeks that she's given us now, it will extend until after the new year. You think she's going to stop it right before Christmas? Absolutely not. Are you willing to sacrifice the holidays with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends? Do you know how precious time is? You don't get time back, my friends. And this very well could be the last holiday, the last Thanksgiving that you spend with people that you love. Because we never know what the future holds. We never know when the good Lord calls us home. We never know what's going to happen. Do you want to sit in your house like cowards? In fear, bowing down to Queen Kate? Or do you want to go out and spend time with your family and your friends? Do you want to exercise your God-given rights and your freedom? Do you want to take advantage of what the Founding Fathers did for you? Do you want to use our Constitution? It's not just some piece of paper. It's not some piece of garbage to be thrown and recycled. That is the foundation. That is what makes us unique. That is why we are better than every place else in the world. But like so many things, so many lessons we learn in life, my friends, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's ours to lose. The Bill of Rights is ours to lose. Our Second Amendment is ours to lose. If we don't use it, we will lose it. And when do you use it? If not now, when, my friends? Because they are stripping our liberty away as I speak, and they are working hard to do away with this republic. They are stealing this election. We know it. We have the proof. We know what's truthful. We know we're on the right side. It's time to get off our hineys. It's time to stop being on defense, and I'll call it soft defense at that. It's time to start playing some offense, my friends. And it's time to put the fear of God in these people's eyes, these people that want to destroy this republic and take our freedoms away from us. Donald Trump is your president, and what is happening to him right now with this election fraud, these machines that have been giving votes to Biden, we should not put up with that. We should never stand for that. And you have politicians and officials saying, well, we know there's some stuff going on and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And our next election, you can guarantee that it's going to be honest and full of integrity. No, we cannot allow one election like this. If we do, this republic is already gone. Don't turn that dial. Stick with us. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm glad you're here with us on this fine Saturday before Thanksgiving, and we are going to party like rock stars. We are going to celebrate with friends or family. There is nobody that's going to shut us down. There is nobody that's going to stop us. There is no mandates that Queen Bee Kate can issue that's going to keep me from enjoying my loved ones and families, and I hope I'm encouraging you guys to do the same. And you know what? I've said before many a times, you know I have the utmost respect for law enforcement. And you know I think it's horrible what's happening to law enforcement in this country and the way they are disrespected, not just by the bad people that are out there committing the crimes, but by our politicians and local officials. The things that are said about law enforcement and the accusations made against them that are unfounded and just completely BS. I hate the attitude towards law enforcement in our country today. It saddens me. I have friends that are law enforcement and it breaks my heart for them. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that thankless job, but thank God there's still some people that are willing to do it. Next time you see a cop, go up and shake their hand and thank them because they put their lives on the line each and every day to protect us. And not a whole lot of people are thanking them. We have some great law enforcement, but your governor, Kate Brown, my friends, she is putting them in such a horrible position. This new mandate where she's made it so up to 30 days in jail, a $1,200 fine, a misdemeanor charge, and she's telling people, she's sending the police out. They're coming to get you if you break her mandate. If you gather, if you have more than 6 people in your home on Thanksgiving, if you have more than 2 different families in your home on Thanksgiving, and she's telling your neighbors to rat you out, to turn you in. You know, if I think back in history, there was somebody else, there was another government, another dictator type person. Who was that? He just was trying to control everything. Didn't want people to do, you know, gatherings and worship. And he convinced people to narc on each other, to tattle on each other. Call the brown shirts and have them come in and arrest the people that weren't following the instructions, that weren't obeying the dictator. Yeah, we know who that guy is. Pretty horrible man. Who would have thought that we would be in this place today in this country? After what we've known about history, you know what they say, if you don't learn from history, it repeats itself. Well, who didn't learn those lessons? Who has forgot Hitler and the Holocaust and the horrible things that happened to the Jews and the way people turned on each other and ratted out each other? Who forgot that? Yet we have people in this country willing, ready and willing to do that today. My business, we had somebody call the authorities on my business claiming that we weren't following the mask mandate properly. And we got a nice phone call from OSHA and a letter from OSHA that we have to respond to now. Who does that? And if masks work, if you're wearing your mask, why the hell do you care if I'm not wearing mine? Now, by and large, I try to, when I'm out in public, I try to be respectful. I don't want to cause problems. If I need to go into Safeway and get some milk, I'm going to put my mask on. I'm not bucking the system like that. But inside my own business, inside my own office, you're going to tell me that I can't make the choice to wear my mask or not? Get the hell out If you don't like it, get the hell out. I don't want you there in the first place. You stinking pansy. You're an embarrassment to this country. That's the truth. We are going down this road, and we've seen it before in history. She wants you to tattle on your neighbors if you see something wrong, if you see them having more than six people over for Thanksgiving. And she's instructed the law enforcement, these law enforcement that have so much more to do, so many more important things to do, solving real crime, protecting people from life and death situations in reality. And now she expects them to go police whether or not you have too many people in your house. It's none of your damn business who's in my house. And I love law enforcement and I respect them. But that, my friends, will be the end. If they show up to my house because they're concerned about how many people I have inside, how much fun we're having with friends and family, I'm sorry. I have rights and I will exercise my rights and I will draw the line. And I hope to God it doesn't come to that for anybody. But I got to tell you, my friends, if law enforcement show up to your door, you need to be willing to protect yourself. Because if you back down, if you cower down, if you let them tell you that you got one too many people in your house, you can only have six there, you can't celebrate the holidays with that many people, this republic's over. The position that this governor has put our law enforcement officers in is terrible. Now, I know that they don't want to do this. I know that they hate this. And I know that many of the agencies are going to be looking for outs and making sure that they don't have the resources to handle situations like this. I know our local agencies, they don't want any part of it. But I've told you guys before that when it comes down to protecting your rights, our last line of defense, before complete anarchy and chaos break out, before the American people have to exercise their Second Amendment rights for themselves, our last line of defense, the last protection we have for the Constitution is your county sheriffs. They have the authority. They have more authority in your county than the state does. And it's up to the sheriffs, and they are elected positions. They're appointed by the people. They swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, and by God, they better be doing it. Thank God in Polk County, we have an amazing sheriff, a constitutional sheriff, and he released a statement just yesterday saying that he's going to uphold the Constitution. And he says his agency, his department, they are not the party or the mask police. And he wants us to have fun with family and friends celebrating our holidays. Stick with us. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. It's good to be here with you today. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I am fired up today, if you hadn't noticed. I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about this country. I'm concerned about the things that are happening here in Oregon. I'm so sick and tired of Dictator Brown, Queen Bee Brown. I'm done with it. I'm done with her trying to strip us from our freedom and liberty, trying to keep us away from our friends and our family, trying to hurt our business, keep them closed, put them out, put them under. Why do you think that is? Why do you think she is trying to cripple our economy? You know what? Because when we hit rock bottom, who do we have to go for help? Who do we have to go for food? Who do we have to go to make sure that we have a roof over our head? When there's nothing left, when there's no economy left, when there's no jobs, where do we go? How do we survive? This all ties together. If you can't see the writing on the wall, my friends, I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but they've been planning this for decades. And it's coming together. It's falling in place for them right now. We're closer now to socialism than we ever have been before. And this election, if it goes how they want it to go, it's going to solidify it. It's going to seal the deal. If it goes how they want it to go, we could be at the point of no return. Unless, my friends, you're willing to play the defense and the offense. You can't just play one or the other, my friends. We can't sit back and just let them railroad us anymore, my friends. We can't be afraid to exercise our rights. We can't be afraid to utilize the tools that the founding fathers gave us to protect this republic. And you know, you remember, my friends, that famous saying from Thomas Jefferson. The tree of liberty. The tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And right now, my friends, you need to decide, are you a patriot? Because we know who the tyrants are. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're not even trying to hide their tyranny anymore. They think they have us beat. They think they have us whooped. They think they have us locked down in the house. I was just talking to you guys about the sheriffs and how they're the last line of defense. And if you live in a county that your sheriff hasn't stood the ground for you, for the people that actually elected him, if you live in a county where the sheriff is not upholding his oath of office, is not upholding the Constitution of the United States, you need to make sure that that sheriff understands there's consequences. You need to make sure that that sheriff understands he is an elected official and he serves you. He is a servant. Now, there is a handful of these sheriffs across the country that are starting to make their stand for their citizens in their counties. I was just talking about Polk County, Oregon. Most recently, Mark Garton, Sheriff Mark Garton, a constitutionalist. He wrote a strong letter and he recognizes the bigger picture. He's not denying COVID and the dangers. He's not denying that there's a risk. He understands it, but he also understands that shutting down our schools, shutting down our economy, losing businesses is a bigger threat. He identified the different potentials of the mental illness and how that's increasing because of these lockdowns and how much more responses his deputies have to go to because of the issues that are created by these lockdowns and what kind of danger that's put other people in. He understands how suicide rates are going through the roof here in Oregon because of these lockdowns. He understands what it's like for the kids to not be at school with their friends. He knows that they're not getting the education that they need to be productive adults. They're not being prepared for life. He gets the bigger picture. And he knows that a virus that we have a 99.6 chance of survival from should not cause our entire country to come to a grinding halt and should not put into place all these other risk factors. And my friends, if your sheriff from whatever county you live in isn't making the same argument, isn't making that stand, is not telling Governor Brown, hey, this is not our job. We are not the mass police. We are not the party police. We have bigger things on our plate that we have to deal with. We have lives to protect. And we're not going to be going around on Thanksgiving, peeking through windows, knocking on doors, making sure people are complying with your BS mandate. And remember, it's not a law. It's not a law. It's just a mandate. And we know that if it was challenged in honest courts, in courts that don't like to legislate from the bench, in courts that aren't completely biased to one side, we know those courts would say, what you are doing here in Oregon, what they're doing in Washington State, what they're doing in California is completely unconstitutional and illegal. And this is yet another reason why President Trump has been so important to this country, because he started to turn those courts around. He started to appoint new people and fill vacancies and make a more fair and balanced court, put judges on the bench that are constitutionalist, that aren't biased, that are just going to look at the Constitution and look at the law and make their ruling from that. Because at the end of the day, it pretty much is black and white. We have the foundation laid out. They just have to make the determination. We have too many judges that have been appointed by Democrats that think they are there to serve the agenda of the Democrat Party. Donald Trump, we need him to finish the job that he was doing. He has been fighting for us. He has been beat up. He has had everything thrown at him. And for 4 years, he has been fighting for the American people. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing so many people just willing right now to roll over. He has been fighting for you. Why aren't you willing to fight for him? And why don't you understand that fighting for him is fighting for yourself? Because if he loses, you lose. And mark my words, if he loses, this republic is lost. We don't get a second chance, I don't believe. I really don't believe we're going to come back from this. Especially if we lose the Senate. Look what's going on in Georgia right now. We're on the verge of losing the Senate as well. Now, again, we don't know if that's accurate. We know there's fraud. We know there's all kinds of suspicious things that have happened. But nonetheless, we're on the verge of losing it. If we allow them to continue doing it the way they're doing, we're going to lose it. And if they have the Congress and the Senate and the White House, there's nothing stopping them. At that point, we are in so much trouble. You know who else is in a lot of trouble at that point? Joe Biden. I hope that boy's got some good, loyal security. I hope the Secret Service are really there to work for him, because let me tell you something. That man's life is in danger. Oh, yeah, because we know for a fact, old plugs, old Sleepy Joe, we know for a fact he's a placeholder. We know for a fact he is not fit for the job. And the Democrats know that too, and they don't even want him there. They used him to get there, but they don't want him there. And as soon as they can, something's going to happen. And old Joe, I hate to say it, because I think he's been taken advantage of. I don't like his policies. I don't think he's a very nice man, but I don't think he knows what's going on right now. And I think he's being taken advantage of, and I think his life could be in danger. And let me tell you something, they can care less how they ruin him if they get to where they want to go. Mark my words, that man's not going to do 4 years. I don't know if we're going to see more than a year out of him before something happens. Old Pelosi, she's been working on that 25th Amendment for a reason, my friends. We know Kamala is just itching to get in that White House. And we know the evil in the background that is pulling the strings, the puppet masters. We know their intentions. We know what they want. See, this has been orchestrated for years. And we've let it happen right underneath our nose because we've only been playing defense. You know who's been playing some offense? Donald Trump. He's the one guy. He's the one stand-up guy. He campaigned, he made promises, and he upheld those promises. When do you remember a politician doing that? When do you remember a president working so hard like he has to uphold the promises that he made in his campaign? None of us believed it. We didn't believe it. We weren't behind him 100%. But look what he's done. Look who he's become. We better be behind him now. Don't turn that dial, my friends. Stick with us here on Patriot Uprising Radio. We'll be right back.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I am fired up. I am ready to fight for this republic, and I'm hoping I'm inspiring you guys. We need to unite together. We need to stand up and fight. Hopefully, each one of you guys is up to speed on the most recent news release and press conference that Donald Trump's lawyers did on Thursday. Let me tell you something, you guys. I know a lot of people struggle with Donald Trump's personality. I get that. Even people that voted for him, that support him because of policies, some people struggle with his personalities and think of him as kind of a blowhard. I know that when it's come to some of his legal defense, and some of the people that have represented him, like Rudy Giuliani, I know people feel the same way about him. Giuliani is getting a little bit older, and he's not as well-spoken. He's kind of tough to listen to and watch sometimes. He was, in his prime, excellent in New York. Excellent. And he's still a very sharp attorney. And he's a bulldog. He's a go-getter. He's not afraid. He won't back down. And I think that's what's appealing to Donald Trump about him. But again, kind of like Trump, a lot of people, you know, when Giuliani's talking, it's one ear and out the other because they just don't care for his demeanor. They don't care for his personality. And they think of him as a blowhard sometimes. But there's a lot of other attorneys that Trump has surrounding him that are defending him, that are investigating this election fraud. And I think that pretty much sums it up. That says everything that we need to know. When you have these attorneys that are career attorneys that have stellar careers, that have incredible reputations, and they're sticking their neck out there, no matter what you think about Donald Trump's personality or what you think about Rudy Giuliani, why would some of these other attorneys risk their career and risk ruining their credibility and their reputations, claiming that there's election fraud and claiming that they have this evidence if they really didn't? Sidney Powell is an amazing attorney. She's the one that's been representing General Flynn this last few years. And remember, in the beginning, everybody thought she was crazy and she kept saying stuff and nobody believed it. Well, here we are 4 years later, just about, and she was right on everything. She has served this country well. She has served many years in private practice where she has a stellar reputation with her colleagues. She's known to be intelligent, experienced, and have integrity like no other. And she's standing up there in this press conference, talking about this election fraud. And a lot of it's hard for us to understand because we just don't understand it, right? But I'm thinking, why would she be standing up there? She knows she's going to be ridiculed. She knows she's going to be fact-checked. She knows that the left is going to do everything they can to discredit her. She knows the media is going to work against her. Why is she risking everything, claiming that she has this evidence and claiming that this fraud and corruption took place? She wouldn't. That's the thing. Unless she's 100% sure, unless she knows that she can present that evidence, unless she knows she can prove that, I don't think she'd be up there risking her career, risking her legacy. So you can nitpick Rudy Giuliani. You can nitpick Donald Trump. You can say what you want about them. But there are people defending him. There are people that are making these claims and accusations that when you look at their professional careers and who they are as individuals, you can't nitpick them. If they're up there making this argument, making this case, it's because what they have is real, and that should alarm every single American in this country. It doesn't matter if you're red, white, or blue. It doesn't matter if you got an R in front of your name or a D. It shouldn't matter. If you love this republic, if you're a true American, if you are a patriot, you want our elections to have integrity. You want to know that they're truthful, that you can trust them. They're free of corruption. They're not influenced by outside governments, foreign instigators. If you're an American, you want to get to the bottom of this and you want to find out the truth. And you got this team of lawyers that are doing this investigation, that have uncovered all this fraud, that have thousands of sworn affidavits. And they're doing the work that, quite honestly, the Department of Justice should be doing. What the hell is Bill Barr doing? How come he's not investigating this stuff? How come Donald Trump's lawyers have all this evidence? And we know that crimes were committed, and where is the Justice Department? And if they're not willing to do it, where are the legislators? This should just tell you how deep the swamp is, how corrupt everything really is. The only person that's been calling this out is Donald Trump. And he's been right time and time again. In my opinion, my friends, there's so much corruption. This is so deep. These voter machines that came from Venezuela that were used in other countries to overturn elections, Maduro used them. The servers are in Germany. There's rumors now that our military has actually seized some of those servers so they can gather this data. But they're claiming millions and millions and millions of votes that were for Donald Trump got flipped over to Biden. Used in multiple states. And then you have the other fraud, the fraud that we know took place, but it's hard to put that genie back in the bottle. Once you separate those envelopes from the ballot, how do you verify that? You can't. Once it's done, it's done. So the machines, that's where the case lies right now. That's Donald Trump's best case. And let me tell you, that company, those executives, they're hiding. They're fleeing. They're shutting up shop. They're leaving the country. Excuse me. I'm telling you, my friends, if you're an American, if you love this country, you want to get the answers. And if you have any integrity, if you're a Democrat, if you have any integrity, if you're Biden and you think you're going to be the next president-elect, and you're truly an honest person and you're seeing these accusations and you know that there was some level of fraud, you would say, hold on, my friends. It's important for this country. It's important for this republic. And if we're going to survive as a nation, we need to guarantee integrity in our election process. And so I'm not going to declare that I've won. I'm not going to declare that I'm president-elect. We need to rewind a little bit and make sure we need to know for a fact that all the votes, every legal vote is counted and accurate. And we need to throw away all the fraud. If Biden had any integrity, if he wanted to win over the hearts of Americans, if he wanted to prove to us that he could actually be a leader, that's exactly what he should do. Because there's not one damn person that doesn't realize that there's fraud that took place. The question is, how much is it? And was it enough to overturn the election? I believe it is. Trump's team is saying it is by millions. Then you have these statisticians and these math geniuses that haven't even considered the fraud that took place, but are just looking at the raw numbers coming in and what happened in 2016 and how many votes Hillary got and how many votes Biden got and how many votes Trump got. And they're looking at the down ballot races and they're looking at these areas that the Republicans won heftily in, didn't lose any seats, gained ground, but yet somehow Biden won 75% of the presidential vote. And they're saying that It's statistically and mathematically impossible. It can't happen. There are so many different angles, and everything says something stinks, right? We know it's not right. My friends, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is our country. If we are willing to accept this fraud right now, this republic is already gone. God bless you guys. Celebrate Thanksgiving. Stick it to Kate Brown. We'll see you next week here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Stay vigilant, my friends.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.